This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, is anybody still under the impression that autism is a genetic epidemic? Anybody out there? I'm getting a show of hands. This, to me, is the most ludicrous statement, or even just an overriding theme or thought form that is out there as mainstream media publications continue to distract from the reality that vaccinations are a primary cause of this autism, which is really brain inflammation due to all the things vaccines bring into the body. Not exclusively, though. I will acknowledge there are environmental contributing factors, but one of the most vicious environmental contributing factors is in a syringe, and it's injected into innocent little babies and children. Asking for trouble, folks. I am, as we start today's Robert Scott Bell Show, diving headlong into the autism scandals, claiming that it's a genetic epidemic. We have John Rappaport on tonight. Very exciting to have John back, and it hasn't been long. That is great news. I would say I'd have him on every night, but he'd never get anything done. We're going to go into the vaccine occult archetypes. That's right. You worship at church on Sunday, synagogue on Saturday, your mosque on whatever day, and the other 5 or 6 days of the week, you're inadvertently worshiping at the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, a slight offshoot of what John Rappaport developed when he called it the church of biological mysticism all those years ago. We have the mass vaccination push. Could it be the precursor to a bioterror scare not caused by biological viral agents, but in fact precipitated by the very vaccines that they are going to claim are there to protect you? We've got United Nations warning us about drug-resistant bacteria in the environment, in nature, but where is it coming from? We're going to get to that tonight as well. And let's talk about epilepsy and a diet that can reverse it better than any and every drug approved by the Fear and Death Administration. And then I'm going to be challenged to do how many? Not one, not two, not three, but four. Count them, four questions of the day in one segment. Super Don, am I up for this?
Four?
Is it three or four?
I think it's three.
Okay, so maybe it's three and it's 4 minutes per. I got
it's three.
So
yes.
Okay, I was getting nervous. I'm good with
you
that.
You were getting nervous. I'm sitting here going, wait a minute, where's the fourth question of the day? I missed that.
I had the four, but it was the 4 minute mark per. You're going to have to time me. All right, time's up. Got the countdown clock going. All right, robertscottbell.com. All the links are up, thanks to Super Don, in the show notes. You know, we neglected to mention, it's probably my fault, a happy birthday to Captain Morgan, who we haven't heard from for a while. Was her birthday yesterday, the day before, recently?
Yesterday. So, yesterday, I believe it was, yeah.
I miss her freshman Fridays. We've been remiss in saying, happy birthday, Captain Morgan, wherever you are. We love you, miss you, and appreciate you all the continued success with all of your endeavors. So anyway, there's your birthday greetings. So let's see what else we got going on tonight. Everything good on the YouTube, as far as you know? We got the simulcast on YouTube. Go to robertscottbell.com. You can find it there. We are live on GCN here.
Yes. Everything looks good.
2 hours a day. Yep. 6 days a week. Let's see if Mom comments on my island T-shirt or button.
I haven't seen Mom in the chat room yet.
She's not. Oh, maybe, okay.
She out dancing tonight, or
I hope she is, because you know she's coming here to criticize my T-shirts. I don't know if I can handle it. Just too much pressure, you know. Barely on that thin line of lacking confidence, you know, Super Don. And if Mom says something negative about my clothing, it's just like all over. I lose it. There's just no way I can continue. So we'll somehow manage it. All right. So let's officially begin the show, shall we? Okay. Autism continues to be blamed on genetics. Vaccines and environmental causes often ignored in the mainstream media. Now, the World Mercury Project has put out a great article. It's also up on Health Impact News. And it talks about a story in Vox, V-O-X. This is where we talk about the religious left, right? They've been frightening us about the religious right. They're going to take over, and we're going to have a theocracy. No, it's not happening. What happens is the religious left has already succeeded in taking over our government. And if you doubt me, their church is that pharmaceutical mysticism. And the sacrament in that church, we'll talk with John Rappaport about it this hour, is vaccines. Our vaccines. And you see in California where the religious left have completely violated the Constitution, the federal and the state, in endorsing or embracing, despite this thing called the First Amendment that says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof, and yet they've established the state religion of vaccinology among Big Pharma. And the doctors are the priestcraft in that church, and they say get a vaccine, get 10 vaccines, get 20, get 30. And you've got this hierarchy on up to the Pope. I don't know who the Pope would be equivalent in this church. Maybe it's Paul Offit, perhaps. But they are completely, in a state, you talk about denialism, denying that vaccines could have anything to do with autism. Now, Offit was quoted, believe it or not, as saying, we can't say definitively that vaccines do not cause or contribute to autism. He could say, we're pretty sure they're not because the CDC study says so. In fact, we got what's that guy, Thorson, who's on the, I think that's still on the top 10 wanted list for Interpol for absconding with U.S. taxpayer dollars through the CDC to produce 4 studies, I believe, conflicted with interest, very pharmaceutical, and yet still claiming by the medical church establishment at CDC and elsewhere in government to be the final statement about autism is not being caused by vaccines. Yet, if a researcher who wasn't all in for vaccines merely one day walked into, I don't know, when they were 10 years old and stole a package of wacky packages and walked out in the 1970s, and now they're, you know, 50-some-odd-year-old researcher, and they'd go back to that evidence at 10 years of age, that guy can't be trusted. That's how extreme it would be if they were not on board with the vaccines don't cause autism, like Andrew Wakefield. My gosh, the guy said, not that it caused autism, but hey, there's something here that we got to see. And it was a devastating move for his career, but for soul, his purpose for being here, his mission, it opened up a whole new world of possibilities, and he didn't shirk from that responsibility. But leftist correspondent, senior health correspondent, Julia Beluz, self-described evidence enthusiast. Okay, cue the skep-duck sounds, Super Don. Evidence enthusiast. Don't you love the way they're making the language seem? I'm an evidence enthusiast.
An evidence enthusiast.
And an interior decorator. Oh, my gosh. So she interviewed a small sample of 5 supposedly cutting-edge autism researchers, all focused on autism genetics. Okay, remember when we were growing up in the 1960s and 1970s and 1980s, do you remember seeing any one of your peers being diagnosed with anything remotely called autism? I did not. I remember one child when I was growing up years and years ago who had some form of mental retardation. Yes, that's what they called it back then. And another, I think, maybe had cerebral palsy, which we find out now potentially could be a woman who takes aspirin during pregnancy and increases that risk by 50%, interestingly enough. But we've had an explosion over the course of our lifetime, Super Don, suddenly from seeing them almost nowhere to everybody knows somebody who has a child that's been diagnosed into the autism spectrum. And the question is it genetic? Well, when in history is there anything called a genetic epidemic? It doesn't happen. There's no such thing as a genetic epidemic. We have epigenetics. We have environmental impact on gene expression. But then that begs the question, what environmentally has happened since we were growing up, Super D, and now when our kids and their kids are growing up? We had, what, 3, 4, 5, 6 vaccines, maybe? And they've got 30, 40, 50, 60 different shots by the time they reach college or through high school? Could that be something that is significant and different? The fact that they contain mercury, mercury derivatives, aluminum, foreign RNA, DNA, aborted fetal cells, antibiotics, other things that aggravate the immune system, damage the gut and the brain? Could that have anything to do with it? Could we also look out to the wider environment and say, my gosh, background levels of all kinds of toxic poisons have been raining down onto us in ever-increasing amounts? Not global warming, global harming. Intoxicating the planet, yes, and the people and the animals who live on it. And more, guess what? Neurological destruction, damage, injury, of which autism is now the classic example. So as they go through this article, they actually acknowledge at some point in here that, well, genetics can't explain everything. In fact, environmental factors may have been underestimated and genetics overestimated for their roles in autism spectrum disorders. And this is a guy from UCSF's University of California, San Francisco's Institute of Human Genetics. So as much as one side of their mouth says, no way, it's all genetics, corner them quietly, and they'll admit, maybe we overestimated the genetic component. And in fact, genetics, again, as it expresses, are due largely to environmental exposure, even from previous generations. Remember, folks, we talked about things that were given to moms, like antibiotics during pregnancy, and then passing on the disrupted microbiome and the proclivity for diseases associated with aberrant microbiome manifestation, which includes colitis, Crohn's, irritable bowel, diverticulitis, leaky gut, etc., leading to hyperimmune responses and allergies, autoimmune responses, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, etc., down to immune collapse and destruction, cancer, and even what we talked about last Friday, AIDS. Immune deficiency, it's not genetic, it's environmental. Autism, it's not genetic, it's environmental. And when let's cram all of the toxic environment into a syringe and inject it into an innocent little baby. What do you expect is going to happen? It's an occult religious cult. Vaccinology. We're going to talk about it with John Rappaport when we come back after this break. Check out robertscottbell.com.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And, unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, it's hard to find somebody that rocks the health world as hard as John Rappaport. We were joking with him because I've used this phrase, the Church of Biological Mysticism, many times over the years. I now utilize the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. But so many things that John has written about over the years have impacted those of us who, you know, have dedicated our lives to uncovering the truth, revealing the facts, and communicating them to the world. And one of our good friends, intrepid reporter, independent journalist, Jeffrey Jackson, often brings up your name, John, as an inspiration. And I just love the fact that you've really set the next generations on fire to do this even more.
I'm very glad to see a lot more investigators, researchers, reporters that are digging deeply into the medical cartel and coming up with, you know, fantastic information that just blows the whole cover story open. It's fantastic.
Well, your latest, so we've got a couple of articles I want to talk about. They're up at No More Fake News and RobertScottBell.com. This one called The Occult Archetype Called Vaccination. And I was just opening with this idea that people have a kind of a religious fervor associated with vaccination. You know, it's an emotional attachment that's really vicious. And although it's weakening, I believe the grip is weakening, and increasingly evidenced by the desperation of them trying to figure out ways to combat those of us who love individual liberty and a purity of body, right, that we don't want it to be intoxicated and poisoned by injection or any other means. This is a religious movement, a cult-like movement, not a scientific one, to promote vaccines.
And I think it goes back to the idea and the emotions of the tribe. That was kind of at the core of the article. You know, the tribe must be protected. And there are certain evil spirits around which would translate in medical terms to, you know, invisible viruses that have to be warded off by ritual and ceremony. And the ritual, the basic ritual of the tribe in this case, is vaccination. And then you have the mothers and fathers and so forth who feel now that they have a tribal issue to protect the young from the evil spirits through the ritual of vaccination. And this is a throwback to the archetypes of, you know, more ancient cultures, much smaller, lacking most technology. And the adrenaline is pretty fantastic when you can stimulate it these days in people so that they feel like, at the one hand, survival is the issue, survival of the tribe, therefore vaccination is the ritual that must be performed. And anybody who doesn't go along with that is an enemy and evil, and they have to be exiled and excommunicated from the tribe. And so all that produces a sufficient amount of adrenaline to give people that are numbed from modern life some kind of a religious-type cause that they can use in order to feel like, you know, they're alive. It's basically the whole deal. I want to feel like I'm alive. Okay, I've got this issue, vaccination, and we must do it to protect the village and the tribe. And then you have the whole deal about what happens if you see the marks of evil on other people in the tribe. In other words, suppose some rashes start showing up, measles, et cetera, you know. This would be considered the marks of evil because these people obviously did not go through the ritual. And so they have to be ferreted out and punished and so on and so forth. And the whole thing plays out just like some sort of ancient ritual. That's the deal.
Well, the irony, of course, when I was young, we got a smallpox vaccination. They stopped that soon after, and I had a pox that grew on my arm. A lot of people old enough to remember will have a little scar from that. And that almost is like a scar, you know, a religious ritual, whether it be circumcision or something else, a mark that people could say, okay, you're part, you're one of us. And, of course, I fell asleep on it as a baby, and I revaccinated the temple of my forehead and had brutal head pains, headaches, migraines from that moment forward until many years later. And again, but I was part of the tribe. Now, at that point in time, the things they did to kids, very few and far between relative to what they do to the next generation since about 1991, when the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion expanded the childhood vaccine schedule. Now we're talking, what, 54, 64, 74 shots? Where does it end? John Rappaport, my guest, we're going to talk about where it ends. Does it end in a huge, massive bioterror scare artificially induced by the very vaccines they use to pretend that they're preventing?
You beat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions,
formulated for your well-being. For example, our Foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our Allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, I don't know why the CDC just doesn't, you know, just divorce itself from government and declare itself a church. Just go ahead and admit it, right? Go nonprofit. You know, make all your, I guess maybe they got, it's too good that they're government because they've got a sweet deal. They've got the, maybe I've answered my own question, but they are very cult-like in their behavior.
Extremely so. And deception is certainly right at the top of the list. How can we deceive the greatest number of people? But they are pushing ahead. And somebody sent me a link to an article, and then with some follow-up conversation this week, I wrote a piece that started off there. The University of Massachusetts, which has 20,000 students, they claim to have two cases of meningitis B. So they have decided that they're going to vaccinate all 20,000 students. 20,000. Now, as you read the release and their intention, what becomes clear is something else. They have a system in place. They have the logistics. They have some of the personnel. They understand how it's going to operate to do all this, hopefully in a very short time. So what they're really doing has nothing to do with meningitis. It has to do with testing the system. This is a drill and an exercise to see how well the system works. And there are other such systems at other universities. And, you know, these are spreading across the country. Obviously, they would be linked together and networked and so forth. But they're all being tested in one way or another. And they need an occasion to do a live drill with real people and real vaccines and so forth. And when they find that, like at the University of Massachusetts, they jump on the bandwagon and they use it. Mm-hmm. This despite the fact that it's pretty widely acknowledged, even among mainstream vaccine researchers, that this particular vaccine for meningitis B is just not very effective in many people. And even according to them, when it is, it's for a short term. They don't care. They just want to test the system. It's all about that. It's like the military exercises and drills that we're so familiar with that take place at different locations for different reasons and so forth. They are testing the system to see what happens in a, quote, crisis. Hmm. So that led me to thinking about how mass vaccination systems and setups and clinics and so forth could tie into a staged bioterror event where all these systems and setups could suddenly emerge out of the shadows, swing into action on some sort of a command from the top of the government saying everybody now has to be vaccinated against such and so because we've just had a bioterror attack. And that's the disease that is the biological weapon. And so now there is no choice left. Everybody has to get vaccinated. And we have the infrastructure to do it. So that's kind of the link that I think is being made now. And we could see a staged bioterror event, which would be a fake. And I go into detail in the article about how it could be faked in order to convince everybody and, in fact, demand under a sort of martial law situation that everybody has to be vaccinated.
John, wouldn't you argue that these things have already been faked as a matter of course, whether it was intentional or they figured it out after the fact and they said, hey, you know, this stuff works. If we can just pretend there's something going on, they'll believe it because somebody's coughing. We'll report on it. Everybody thinks they're coughing. So everybody's got the same thing. I go back to the reporting, and we were together on radio at the time as often as you could be on with me. During the SARS scare of what year was that when the severe acute respiratory 2000, I mean, we're going way back. This is before pre-Superdon even. The SARS scare of 2003, right? And you talk about Dr. Plummer from what's the Canadian WHO? He was there with who? And initially reporting, you know, pretty much everybody had this SARS coronavirus. And by the time they kept analyzing, he said nobody had the coronavirus. All these people started. No, there's no coronavirus. And it's like you pointed it out. I continue to repeat that on my show. And I don't know. We didn't have such an explosive internet and a lot of intrepid reporters chiming in at the time. But it pointed out the fact that they, to me at least, and to you I'm sure, that they didn't even need a real virus to be present. All they needed were a series of symptoms. And then in subsequent so-called pandemic threats, like swine flu, What was the one out of Mexico with the raw the sewage and the pig farms setting themselves up for another epidemic of some kind?
That was swine flu.
That was, yeah.
Right, exactly. But in this case, what I am envisioning, and I describe it in detail in the piece,
mm-hmm.
would be the word goes out that there's an outbreak in a town somewhere in America, and people are dying. And so the CDC rushes people to the scene, and the Army cordons off the area. It's all very military. And then the networks chime in, and they send their top anchors outside the perimeter to set up shop and start doing live streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to just absolutely rivet everybody's attention on a scene like that. And in this case, people would be dying inside the perimeter, and there would be stories that are coming out, and there are doctors in there who are portrayed as heroes that are trying to locate the virus that causes this outbreak, and the PR and the news is all about this is a bioterror attack. This is not something natural. We have been attacked, right? And then everybody has to get vaccinated as soon as the doctors come out and they say, thank God we found what the virus is and we can make a vaccine in a very short amount of time. Mm-hmm. Manufacturers swing into gear. The mass vaccination clinics suddenly appear out of nowhere. And the demand comes down that everybody has to be vaccinated. But the thing is, it's not a virus at all. It's a chemical. Because the virus idea of an attack is very unpredictable in terms of how many people are going to get sick, what percentage of people get sick, how sick they get, how many people would die. It is all regulated, so to speak, by the strength or weakness of people's immune systems, if you're talking about a germ, any germ, I don't care what it is. So knowing that, the people behind this would say, well, what we have to do is fake it. We'll have real people dying, but we're going to seed this town with a highly poisonous chemical that is undetectable unless you know what you're looking for. And we know how long it persists in the environment and when it becomes ineffective. And people will die, and it will be real, but it just won't be a virus. And that's how they could stage it. And that's how they could enforce mandates and martial law commands that everybody has to be vaccinated. And on the back of that,
mm-hmm.
a federal law could be passed that requires everybody in the country to get the full CDC schedule of vaccines. I mean, this would be the worst case scenario, but I wanted to paint it in the article so that people could be aware of how this would be staged.
Yes. Now, remember, the measles Disneyland link was a staged operation. And the very best you could say, it was a convenient operation that kicked into gear once a case of measles was found at Disney. Worst case scenario was it was a planned op where they utilized the vaccinia virus, which is the unique to the measles virus version, if you will, within the vaccine, and a lot of evidence to say that that was present. And at that point, you take advantage. Never let a good crisis go to waste, or you plan for the crisis. Now, zero people died from the so-called measles outbreak at Disney, but it instigated the emotional fervor for the leftist state of California and the politicians from Dr. Richard Pan on down, who had received a lot of big pharma money, to put in a law that nobody could get exempt from vaccines based on religious or philosophical grounds, only medical. And now, of course, that's even being challenged, the medical exemptions that doctors are giving. So you are not painting a far-fetched sci-fi future. This is a very present reality. Although in the sci-fi of the past, I remember 1977 Spielberg's Close Encounters of the Third Kind. you painted that exact picture is what Spielberg did in that movie of a pretend phony pandemic, although in this case they claimed it was some kind of chemical spill. The cattle were dead, the birds were dropping out of the sky, and it did facilitate the image that was needed. And the ignorant populace, maybe the ignorant media, maybe, there are a lot of stupid people in media that just do what they're told. They're paid very well to do that. They fomented the panic, and only a few people were awake to see through the lies. And it's interesting when you see those parallels in art, in science, in science fiction, how they had that strong inner nudge, something that went beyond the mental capacity even, to say, you know what, I question what I'm seeing here. And there are those few people, the first adopters, the first responders, to say, my gosh, we've been lied to. And John, you're one of those from so many years now, and you're waking and alerting a lot of people with these articles.
Well, it certainly looks that way, that, as you said at the top, more and more people are waking up.
Well, and they are, and I'm so appreciative of all the things that you're writing. We've got folks that are on the YouTube telling us what I already know, that you rock, my friend. A couple of more minutes with John on the break before we let him go. And those of you who haven't yet discovered John Rappaport, go to nomorefakenews.com. We, of course, have him linked up in the show notes. You'll see the pictures there. It'll take you there. And you'll see his articles as often as I can put them up at robertscottbell.com as well. Stick around.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique 3-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, I was playing Christmas music on the YouTube before we started the show tonight. And we got to do at least one Christmas story. We're in December. We're heading there. And I didn't have Santa Claus growing up, Super Don. Don't cry for me. We didn't even have Hanukkah Harry. I think that came out with Santa. Was that Saturday Night Live creation, Hanukkah Harry?
Hanukkah Harry?
You don't remember Hanukkah Harry?
I'm unfamiliar with Hanukkah Harry.
I'm sure Adam Sandler came up with Hanukkah Harry.
Okay.
You think about the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. I mean, there are stories of real saints, and then they're, you know, reimagined for Hollywood and movies and things like that. And there are great stories, heartwarming stories about love and caring and giving. And, you know, so there's a lot of good principles. I'm not here to knock them. That's not my point. But it's interesting when a six-year-old picks up on some of the phoniness of the holidays, right? It's about retailing, isn't it? It's about buying stuff from China, plastic stuff from China. So,
well, you know, there's been a debate for years, I think for a very long time, over whether you should do the Santa thing with your kids or not. Some people are very hardcore. In fact, they are so hardcore, every once in a while you'll see this video of some knucklehead that will decide that he's on some kind of a crusade to save children from the lie of Santa, and so he'll go to the mall, right?
Yes.
And, you know, like, no, it's fake, it's a lie, you know, and parents are, like, beating him up and, you know, tossing him out the window,
yeah.
Which I don't agree with that. You know, I think it's up to the parent, but I'm going to guess either this kid either has parents that they just don't go with the whole Santa story, or has some friends that turned him on. But at a young age, like at six
years old,
generally speaking, they kind of just go with the Santa thing, don't they?
Sure. Well, I think so. I mean, 6 years old, they're having them write to Santa at school. It's just a fun little project. This just happened after Thanksgiving, back in school, a six-year-old. I don't know if that's first grade or kindergarten still, depending. A six-year-old boy wrote this letter in school. And here it is reported on Twitter. Dear Santa, I'm only doing this for the class. I know your naughty list is empty, and your good list is empty, and your life is empty. You don't know the trouble I've had in my life. Goodbye. Love. I'm not telling you my name. That was the six-year-old letter to Santa. I'm like, I hope they didn't call CPS on this family. I mean, my gosh, what's going on with this kid? Something's up.
That's kind of troubling in a way for him to say, not only does he not believe in the naughty list and the good list, but he tells Santa, your life is empty?
Right, right.
Yikes.
How does that happen at 6 years old? Now, I can perceive of how that might happen. I mean, if you have a sibling and your sibling makes your life a living hell occasionally, it's not always peaches and cream to have a brother or sister. Sometimes you fight like cats and dogs. A six-year-old could look at life not so rosily. And apparently, the mother found out about this because it went, you know, viral on Twitter. And she wrote back, P.S. the troubles in his life, it's his brother. Please don't call child services. So, in fact, that was the case. Nice. He was having a little trouble. Hey, look, any kid could be upset at these things. He could feel like they're being left out of reindeer games, and then they're a little, you know, my life is empty, you don't know the troubles I've seen, and any number of things like that. But if you're at, you know, at the dime store, Santa store, or at the mall watching for Santa Claus, and one of the real elves does show up, and knows the difference between real Santa Claus and fake Santa Claus, look out. Look out, because this might happen.
Who the heck are you?
Okay. What are you talking about? I'm Santa Claus.
No, you're not. Just cool it, Zippy.
You sit on a throne of lies.
great movie.
Elf, that was a great line. You sit on a throne of lies, because he was the fake Santa, and he worked with the real one. That was Will Ferrell. Always makes me laugh as well. In that regard, if you think about a gift for Christmas that I'd like everybody to get, it would be the gift of consciousness on the vaccine issue or any issue. I mean, it can open up in one area and then you can apply it to vaccines. To begin to see, as John Rappaport has written, that we're really looking at a cult-like construct. At least with Santa Claus, you can have fun and silly fun, and it's pretty much harmless, unless, Super Don, you run into those bad Santas like Billy Bob Thornton played. Otherwise, you know, it's just like, hey, all right, what, play it up. But, folks, I believe in your religious freedom. America was founded on spiritual freedom and the freedom from the religious cultists of the vaccine religion as well. We'll be back after this. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.